Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 1POINT1 Solutions Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the Head Investor Relations, Ms. Shaina Mukherjee. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, friends. This is Shaina, your host for this morning's conference call of 1POINT1 Solutions Limited. We're here to discuss the financials of the second half and 12 months ended fiscal year 2017-18. The detailed results have already been shared with you, and to discuss the same, we have with us today Mr. Akshay Chhabria, the CMD, Mr. Aakash Karnik, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Sunil Jha, CFO. I now request Mr. Aakash Karnik to take us through the result highlights, and then we will throw open the floor for Q&A. Mr. Karnik.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to you all. Before we really start with the highlights, which talk about the company, we are a business process management organization catering to service industry. We do a lot of work on process modeling, process design, process optimization for all of our clients. We create a center of excellence that enables to receive and get them a better ROI. We recently went live in the month of December 2017. We went public, and we got an overwhelming response. Our issue got subscribed 85 times. Today, we are roughly about close to 4,000 employees at this point of time. We service our customers across five delivery centers and four locations. We are an ISO-compliant company. Our industry diversification starts from e-commerce, telecom, insurance, banking, and consumer durables. We do roughly about 1.5 million transactions a month with about 13 languages. So that's a quick insight into our organization and in terms of our work. I'm sure you guys, all of you all have the results, but just to take you all through it, we did a performance of 121 crores for the year ending March 2018 with an EBITDA of 20% and a PAT of about 8%. This year was extremely good for us. We did a performance of increasing our revenue by 26% over the last year, and our EBITDA also increased by about 300 basis points over the last year. During the year, we witnessed growth in terms of our existing customer base. We also witnessed increase in terms of our revenue size by our existing partners as well, which further improved our efficiency in terms of our employees, in terms of our wage bills, which led to a better PAT as well as a better EBITDA for us. Our focus primarily has been in terms of the new-age technology to help our customers really give better benefits. We've been there with the new-age industries who've been trying to look at various communication channels which they've been trying to focus and get their customers interested with. So today, large retail customers are trying to connect to their customers through application-based systems, through emails, through Facebook, Twitter, chat, chatbots, and voice. We've been researching all of them, and we've been able to provide one-stop solution where our customers can take benefit of using a unified communication channel across all of this and speak to their customers and identify their transactions. To top it up all this, we run a large business analytics work which can really bring out customer behavioral sciences, and that's how we've been partnered with our customers, and our customers are happy, and we feel privileged to have them on board with us. This is quickly a quick summary about our number and our financial numbers. If you should have any more questions for us, please feel free to ask.
The floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with a question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset mode while asking your question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amanjeet Singh from Pantamat Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Congratulations on a great set of results, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, you had a fantastic H2 in terms of your top line. The top line was around 70 CR. And, you know, the three consecutive half years before that, it was in the range of 45 to 50 CR. So we're just wondering if you could help us understand what were the key growth drivers pertaining this. And, you know, can we expect such growth rate to continue on for fiscal 19?
Yes, I mean, we are looking for similar kind of a growth in the next 6 months as well. The next financial year as well. So that kind of a consistent math that we've seen, there has been growth in terms of our existing customers as well as we've onboarded new customers in the last 6 months, which has led us to that increased revenue in the last 6 months. So we're hopeful that we continue similar kind of a performance for the coming fiscal year as well.
Right. So would you be able to quantify, like, between existing customers, your growth, and new customers acquired during the H2?
So, you know, about 20% growth came from the, you know, basically existing customers, and okay, another 20% growth came in from the new customers, you know, H1 to H2. I mean, we grew actually 40% between H1 and H2.
Right. Okay. Sir, and, you know, I was reading your press release and you said that, you know, on the EBITDA margins, it was boosted by addition of higher margin clients. So could you please help us with a blended realization for FY18 and how it sort of stacks up against FY17 to help us get a better idea?
So, you know, we grew about, on a blended basis, we grew actually 6%.
Okay.
Between 17 and 18.
Okay.
And, in terms of the growth between new and old customers, there is almost a delta of actually 20%.
Okay.
And from actually here on, we are more concentrating, on the BFSI. So we expect that, from the current realization, we should be up at least 15% more, in the current financial year, for the new acquisitions, which we do.
Right. So actually just on that, your press release mentioned that, you bid for a large BFSI project. So could you just throw some light on that?
There are actually six projects that we have bid for, six clients. And each client is in the revenue size of almost 10 crore. I cannot give you the names as of now, but we have bid for about 60 crore of actually new business, in the last 30 days.
So 1660, sir?
60.
60, okay. Sir, and just one question from my side. On the fixed assets, sir, we see quite a sharp jump, in tangible assets by around 9 crores and in intangibles by around 3.5 crores. So could you please take us through this?
So we've added 100, actually 1500 seats in all. And we've also, upgraded our technology, which is helping us to get the extra yield from our customers.
It's also helping us to create a good competitive strategy against each of our competitors today. And as I mentioned earlier, that it's very important to create a unified transaction system in which we are able to capture all the various transactions on one platform. And we've made quite an amount of progress in that, which is quite appreciated with our existing partner, and we are seeing a lot of welcome note from the new business partners as well.
Okay. So what was your current total seat count, sir? That is the total available capacity, and how much did you add? You added 1,500, you said.
Yes.
Right. So how much was it before that?
It was 3,000.
Okay. Sir, and the intangibles that were added, so what was that pertaining to, the 3.5 crore?
Basically software.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Amanjit Singh from Pantomath Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, just want to check. Your debtors as of 31st March 18 were about 33 crores. So as at year end, that would translate to, you know, around 100 odd days of sale. So just wanted your comments on that.
You know, it's actually 83 days to be precise. Because if you look at the H1, we did actually 71 crores revenue.
H1 was around 50 crores, right, sir? And H2 was 70 crores?
Yeah,
know.
H2. 50 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So this is, you say this is just pertaining to the additional business and...
Yes.
Okay. And sir, just on the other current liabilities, which have increased from about 5 crore to, you know, 10 crore between March 17 to March 18.
Yes, since our business has grown, so definitely our, at the second half, our current liability has increased because some payable is there.
Okay, so but what is the nature, sir? Because it's quite a, you know, high delta of around 5 CR.
No, it's just our salary for 1 month is around 4 CR like that. And some statutory dues like that, some GST as well, TDS like that.
Okay. So nothing out of the ordinary there?
Yeah, it's normal, sir.
Okay. Sir, just want to check also, what was your cash flow from operations for FY18, sir?
Sorry, come in.
The cash flow generated from operations for FY18?
Yeah, it's the cash flow generated from operations. If you want figure or it's the positive, it's good enough to meet our obligation.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jitesh Parmar. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead. Jitesh Parmar, your line is in the talk mode. Can you please go ahead with your question?
Hi, thanks. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. I just have a question on your borrowing. So if you could just, share some light on what is our net borrowing as on 31st of March, long-term borrowing and the short-term borrowing?
Long-term borrowings and short-term borrowing is zero.
Zero.
Okay.
And long-term borrowing is actually a car loan, which is only 7 lakhs.
7 lakhs.
Okay. So do we have any plan to, you know, acquire, and how we plan to fund that, you know, acquisition, say, in the next couple of years?
Well,
I mean, basically, I'm coming from the question that do we need some borrowings in future.
Sir, can you repeat, sir?
Yeah. So my question is, do we have any plan? I mean, for expansion, okay, and how do we plan to fund an expansion in you know, next, you know, probably on a short to medium term basis? And do we plan to, you know, borrow funds in that, you know, short to medium term? So at present, our net borrowing is almost zero. Okay, so, you know, just wanted to know what is your view like for the medium term.
So in the short term, we do not, need to borrow. We can grow to about maybe 150, 60, maybe 70 crores without the borrowing. We are looking at some acquisitions, you know, which may be maybe EBITDA accretive. But we are not looking to sort of acquire companies with cash. You know, if we acquire companies, it will be equity swap only. We are quite clear on that.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Amanjeet Singh from Pantamar Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, my follow-up question is for Sunil ji. Sir, just wanted actually some more clarity on, you know, the tangible assets that were added. Could you please give us a breakdown between, you know, say land, leasehold improvements and other equipment?
Sir, basically in our industry, tangible, we are generally computer as well as server. So in our industry, computer server is the most important role because it enhances our customer efficiency as well as increasing also business profit.
Okay. So all your premises are on rent, sir, or do you own any rent?
Sorry?
All are on rent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all our location on rent.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Jitesh Parmar. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. The question is around top line. So do we have any, can we segment these revenue numbers and what would be the share, the segment share, if possible? Okay, do we have any segmentation, you know, the main kind of stream of, you know, the business from where we generate revenue? And if possible, to provide the shares of, you know, etc.
Sorry,
can
we couldn't hear you. Could you please come again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Jitesh, can you please speak on the handset mode? I think you are on the speaker.
Yeah, just come off the speaker and then.
Thank you very much.
Calling. Okay. So I was just asking, you know, what kind of segment we have in our business? Okay. Do we have any segment share kind of a number, or if you can just throw some light in terms of, you know, which segments or which area we cater to?
So, as I mentioned in my introduction earlier, we are present across D2H, e-commerce, BFSI, consumer durable. So these are the sectors that we are basically present across. And in the coming year, we are focusing highly on the BFSI segment as well to take a fair amount of contribution in the current pie. So that's how we are focused in terms of our industry exposure today.
And what would be the revenue share like, okay, for these, you know, verticals or we put the segment?
So the way we are currently structured is that we've got almost all of these industries around an equal percentage, which is between 20% and 25%, give and take a couple of percentage here and there. It's an equal distribution of revenue share across industries today.
Okay, and in terms of our offerings, okay, so you did mention that, you know, we do offer the business analytics services as well. Okay, so if you could share some light on, you know, what kind of services we offer and, you know, what is our share like in that area?
So we offer various set of services, and as I said, business analytics, if you talk about predictive analytics in terms of customer behavior. There are about some 7 to 8 various suites of services that we offer, starting from purely your interactive voice response system and going right up to facial recognition, predictive analytics, voice analytics, speech-to-text analytics. We also create your systems in terms of email response management, which could be your initial one to even escalation level. We have a system that can even produce chat and chatbots. We also have a unified system which can really incorporate all the transactions and then provide one unified output system. Basically, these all systems are put in place to understand the customer behavior and customer output. And for us, when a customer is interacting with us, it's important to really know which mode of channel is used to communicate with the principal and what are the best way we can resolve his queries. So today, across industries, everybody chooses its own mode of communication. Some people use emails through WhatsApp, some people use emails through applications, which is basically your app on the phone, while some use direct emails, which are basically server-based emails as well. So our spread of services is quite diversified across industries, focused towards end customer and his contact point with the principal.
Okay. These services that we offer, is it offered on an in-house product, or is it the service integration on, you know, the existing vendors? Okay, we just provide the integration service.
Mostly in-house.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Amanjit Singh from Pantamar Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just want to check, would you be able to provide any guidance for FY19, sir? You know, as you said, the current run rate, if you expect it to continue, somewhere in the range of 150-160 CR for top line?
Yes.
Sir, and on EBITDA, so what was the range that you would say expected going forward, sir? Would it continue in the current margin profile of around 20%?
Yes, I think we should maintain the EBITDA as well as the top line.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Moderator, we don't have any questions.
No, we don't have any.
Yeah, so we can close the show. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Akshay Chabria. Thank you, Mr. Akash Karnik. Thank you, Mr. Sunil Jha. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, friends. So with this, we'll end the conference call for today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, we conclude today's conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.